Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: vocation, calling, and election. Chapter 8. Fleeing from self-exaltation or people's exaltation because of the calling of God. God's vocation to specific works, in addition to the already glorious sovereign calling in Christ Jesus, is the result of God's grace to a Christian, by which one, in addition to receiving salvation, may still be a fellow worker with God. And this is a central reason for joy for the Christian concerning some calling granted by the Lord. Nevertheless, when the Lord and fellowship with the Lord are no longer in the first place in the lives of some Christians, a large part of these will also tend to exalt their callings inappropriately, thus opposing God. For the Lord does not call people for specific works so that they exalt themselves above others or to be unduly exalted by other people. And, in turn, the inappropriate exaltation of callings or vocations is extremely dangerous, for when a person begins to exalt oneself through the calling one claims to have, one may incur the creation of idolatry to one's own calling. And this may even lead people to idolize the one who thinks having a more special calling in one's life than others. Several people who enjoy exalting their callings also enjoy talking about them in the third person, as if these callings had life in themselves. And so, they begin to speak more and more about the virtues of their callings, with the intention of attracting people's attention to them, instead of effectively serving people with the so-called calling to serve that they claim to have received to perform. Many times, the attempts of exaltation that a person makes of oneself, or of what one calls one's calling or vocation, can serve as an alert of the desire one has to elevate oneself above others, for in the present world, there are many who seek the expedient or the path of exalting the calling they claim they received from the Lord to keep veiled the desire to dominate and exploit others. The inversion of exaltation between the one who gave the calling, the worker who received the calling to carry out a work, the calling itself, or the work to be done is a way that accentuates the propensity for a work, a calling, or a worker to come to be idolized or venerated. A reason why it is so fundamental for a Christian not to take this way of action. A Christian has from God a call to flee the pursuit of the glory of men, for the glory that human beings attribute to one another only offers an earthly, temporal, and never eternal payment or reward. However, due to this temporary glory, many people come to despise Christ, the one who is God's only true provision for eternal salvation, as exemplified in the texts below. John 5, 39-44. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men. But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, who receive honor from one another, and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? John 12, 36-46. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke, and departed, and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Then Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me, believes not in me but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. 1 Corinthians 10, 12-15. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge for yourselves what I say. A Christian should be highly cautious when seeking one's self-projection and self-exaltation, for these aspects, concerning the callings that God extends to his children, belong to the Lord to do, as exposed in another series of texts below. Matthew 23:12. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. 2 Corinthians 10:18. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. Psalms 3:3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. As we mentioned in the previous chapter, the focus of the Christian is faithfulness to the Lord concerning any callings one has received from God, and not one's self-promotion or exaltation. God is the one who knows when lesser or greater evidence to some worker or calling is most appropriate and beneficial. And the Lord does not call his children to do so according to their own understanding. Only the Lord knows when his children are perfected and prepared for each stage of what they were called to accomplish and when they are prepared to appropriately attribute glory to the Creator and Lord of their lives. On the other hand, a calling that every Christian is called to follow is the calling to humility before God and dependence on the Lord, for, in this way, one will also learn the meekness and humility that is in the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, who, although is Lord of all and King over everything and everyone, has a meek and humble heart. And when it was necessary for him to be exalted, Christ always waited for the Heavenly Father to do it. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Philippians 2:5-11. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We recall here, yet, that every calling that a Christian receives, in addition to the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus, is granted by the Heavenly Father also for cooperation with the eternal purpose of converging all things in Christ for the glory of the one eternal God. Thus, the posture of self-exaltation of Christians or among Christians based on some calling received is just not pertinent, as this attitude is contrary to the supreme purpose of God in Christ Jesus. The proper exaltation that a Christian should always aim for is the exaltation of the Lord who has given him or her natural life, redemption through Christ's work on the cross of Calvary, the newness of life in Christ Jesus, and an upward calling with a sovereign reward or prize for all eternity, For it is when the Lord is exalted in the life of a Christian that a Christian is also exalted in the one who grants the novelty of life. 2 Thessalonians 1:11-12. Therefore we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, or manifests himself, then you also will appear, or be manifested, with him in glory.